Okay, back here in suburban Milwaukee as we play basketball today. Bay College taking on Bryant Stratton, and in our player spotlight today at halftime is not a player, although she was at some point a little while back. Diane Robinson, how you doing?
Doing well today, Jack. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. It was a pretty decent bus ride down here. No blizzard or anything?
No, it's fantastic. Anytime we're in the 30s in January, it's a good thing.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you are an assistant coach here, and we don't get to see you as often as we do Coach Gregory, but I know you get here when you can.
Yeah, and you know, and that's just part of having my full-time teaching job. We only have a certain amount of days off, and we try to take the days for the games that are, you know, like this is a bigger game, and I just can't be at them all, and so planning it out and trying to figure out where I can be and where I have to skip.
What's it like teaching at such a small school as Mid-Peninsula High School? Mid-Peninsula School, it's a small school with you know, kids of all ages in that building.
Yeah, it's what I'm comfortable with. I grew up in a very small school, too. Not quite as small as Mid-Pen, but small. And I taught in rural, farm town, small schools my whole career. So to go to Mid-Pen is something I'm very comfortable with, because that small school where all the kids are together, all the ages are together, is what I grew up with and have taught the whole time. So this is my 18th year of teaching, and they've all been in schools similar.
Well, what is it you teach up at Mid-Pen?
This year I teach middle school mainly. I teach English and math to the 6th and 7th graders, but then I also teach 4th grade social studies, K through 2 FIAD, 3 through 5 FIAD, and middle school FIAD.
So you're seeing kids of literally of all ages, other than you're not getting the high schoolers.
Yep, I have every kid K through 8 at some point during the day.
Well, in a school of that size, I suppose that's true, right?
Yep, that is. I see them all, and you know, there's siblings and families, and parents come for parent-teacher conferences for my 6th and 7th graders, and I'm like, yep, I've seen all the kids at some point, so we talk about all their kids, and it's nice because we're all close then. It's a real family affair.
You scored an awful lot of points back in your playing days, and of course, rebounds and all the other stats. What is it that stands out as you think back to your high school days as well as your years at Northland College?
You know, the points and the rebounds are great. But that has nothing compared to the fact that I made my lifelong friends. I have a group of girls that they're my best friends since college. And we call ourselves the sisters through basketball, because that's really what we ended up. And those relationships that we formed playing 4 years together or three or whatever it is surpasses the points and the rebounds by far, is the relationships. I mean, the wins were nice, too, and we got a few of those, but it was the relationships made that are the important things and the long-lasting things.
Where do you feel a college like Bay College or Gogebic or whatever, the JUCOs, fit into the scheme of things? You know, how does it, you know, factor in helping some kids maybe go to the next level, but even those that aren't going to go past this level?
Well, it's wonderful because it gives a lot of kids a chance to keep playing basketball. And so that's great. And the kids that want to go on, it gives them the chance to develop their skills or feel more comfortable at the college level before pursuing a four-year. Or it gets them exposure that they might have not had in high school. So it's a really great stepping stone for those kids. But like I said, for the kids that aren't going to go on, it's a chance to play some more.
What are some of the things that you do? How do you feel your role is helping with practices and of course, coaching, helping Rob coach and Matt coach you?
You know, assistant coaches have lots of different roles. I think Coach Gregory has taken on a lot of the logistical and nuts and bolts types of things of the program that Rob doesn't do. But Rob takes care of a lot of stuff. He's used to just controlling his own program and doing all those things. That's how he's always been as a coach. This year I feel a lot more comfortable stepping in practices and running drills. I work with the post players quite a bit. That's where I feel most comfortable. And we go home and we talk about things at home, or if Rob's thinking of something, he brings it up to me. So, you know, it's during practice, it's out of practice, and that's the beauty of being married, you know, to each other, is that we can talk about it when it's not just during practice.
I know he looks at a tremendous amount of film. I mean, he watches pretty much every minute of every game and of our opponents too.
Yeah, that really is his expertise. He's got such an eye for the game. And I know I might sound biased because I'm his wife, but I don't think I'm that biased. But he can look at film and break it down and see what the other team's doing and plan for that. And it's really his, like I said, his area of expertise. He's good at a lot of parts of coaching, but he sees the game so much differently than a lot of like other coaches that I've talked to or been around or been with or whatever. He just can see something before it's going to happen. He can see something happen once and know it's going to happen again the next time. And part of it is this like natural talent for it, but he does spend a lot of time at it too. So he just has developed that over the years.
Well, we stopped for a bite to eat in Oshkosh, and we picked up a hitchhiker.
Yeah, it's awesome because Rob's mom, Sue, who is a huge fan, jumped on the bus, and she came down to the game with us, and we'll be able to drop her back off in Oshkosh. She just happened to be down this way. She lives in Ashland, Wisconsin, and she just happened to be down here, and we could scoop her up, so that's great.
All right, well, I'll let you give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening, Diane.
Oh, I know my mom and dad are listening in Butternut, Wisconsin. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. And Brianne and Rebecca, congratulations to Brianne and her new one, and to Rebecca, who's listening, too. So all those folks listening.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations on a good run so far, and also for putting up with him.
Oh, it's wonderful. We have a great time, and I think that's what makes both our marriage and this coaching relationship work is how well we get along.
All right. Thanks a lot, Diane.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, halftime show from here in Milwaukee. We're back with more after these words. Bay College Radio's Maverick 106.